Hi guys, welcome to Made In, a podcast hosted by Asian women to tell stories of our culture and beyond. Made In is a safe living room space where we talk about our upbringing, the dilemmas in our lives, and highlight the beautiful work of POC people that keep us inspired. Thank you for joining us. Hey guys, we're back. Really excited for today's guest. It's been a long couple weeks for us, but we are just excited to, you know, promote things that are super excited to us and really, you know, represent us. And I think this is a huge moment for film. And we're really excited to have Taylor Takahashi with us. He's the lead actor of Boogie, a film about love, identity, and nuance of the Asian American experience, directed and written by Eddie Wong. And so, Taylor, when we are reading this stuff up on you, we're like, where did this guy come from? You know, I went on your IMDb.
Who is he?
I was like, this dude doesn't have Instagram. Like, we watched it. I'm like, where is this guy?
Yes, so he does.
I kind of want to know. And we kind of looked at some things and, you know, how Eddie basically was like, that's you. You're the lead. That's who you are. So how did that evolve, really?
It was crazy. Eddie basically found me under a rock. I don't know. It's kind of like a, you know, I was like a worm hiding in the ground under this rock. But, when I met Eddie first time in this basketball league, him and I had some great conversations as we became friends. And we both kind of naturally talked to each other about food and basketball, which is like two very big, important kind of pillars in our lives. And we shared the same kind of like instincts. We shared the same kind of thought processes that food and basketball are bigger than just food and basketball. And like how you work with people in the food industry and like cooking, like in a restaurant, like things get super chaotic and people are like crawling on top of each other and you have like six things on a burner and you're just like trying to manage stuff. And it takes a certain person to be able to lead people doing that. And it takes a certain person to do that for somebody. And so when I first met Eddie, I had no idea that he was involved in the entertainment industry, really. Mm-hmm. I had read his books. I had watched, you know, kind of the Vice Wong's World, and he was kind of like low key, like for me, like Mr. Asian America for me, because it was like, I see someone that like I can relate to, yeah. I see myself in him and like, I can listen to other, like what would be like kind of boring information. He communicates it to me in a way that I can relate and I understand. Yeah. And so when I first met him, the first thing I told him, like after 2 weeks of playing with him, was like, dude, like you're the exact same person like on the show. And he was like, he's kind of like, no shit. Like, why would I not be? And I was like, I don't know, man. Like, I've seen crazier things happen and I've seen crazier things go on. But like, as we got to know each other, he would hint to me, like the very first time he gave me the script in 2018, he was like, I think you should do it. Wow. And I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm just going to read the script. And like, I'd never read a script before. You know, I had never seen it. And I was just reading it. And my first note back to him in an email was like, dude, this kid is me. So that's why he was like, you should do it. You should do it. And I was like, no way. Every 3 months, he would like throw a little like jab. Like, are you sure you don't want to do it? Are you sure you don't want to do it? Like, we're kind of progressing on. And after we went to the green light meeting with the studio, we were at his house and he was like, dude, it's like your last time. You want to do it or not? And I was like, no, I don't. I will watch these audition videos with you, you know?
Oh my God.
And so we watched all the audition videos for Mom, Dad, you know, Boogie at the time. And we went through this whole process. So for me, like going into this movie was like, I'm going to learn so much about what making a movie is like, what happens and the process of it. And to see Eddie's vision translate from paper to on screen and like what that's going to look like. I was so happy to just be behind the scenes. And so when I show up to work with 3 weeks before production starts and he like greets me at the door and he's like, hey, give me your phone and laptop. I'm like, yo, what the fuck did I do? Like, am I
fired?
Like, yeah. Like, what did I do? Like, I'm actually like, I'm here on time, like for once. And like, I'm ready to work. And he was like, no guy, like just give me your stuff. I want no distractions. And when we recorded that scene, like I felt no pressure because I was like, I am not supposed to be good at this. I've never wanted to be an actor. I can play basketball, but like, you know, I'm just going to do it so that he at least knows that like, I'm not going to be that great at it. And I'm going to try as hard as I can. I'm going to give every effort into it, but like, I don't think he's going to like what he sees. And so when I did it, it took a couple of it took 4 or 5 mm-hmm. takes to get it. And we kind of found like the tone and everything that we wanted to capture. Mm-hmm. And when he sent it in to the studio, it was like a Thursday. And I didn't have to come to work that Friday. Him and I used to eat with each other all the time. And so on Saturday, we go and eat and we have dinner. And it was like the first time that him and I like kind of like butted heads. Like we kind of were just like kind of like knocking on each other's doors. And he was like, you really need to think about like doing this, but you got to do it for yourself. Mm. And like, don't do it for me. And I was like, dude, I've had no time to process this for myself. And like, the only reason why I do it is for you. And like, I think I could tell this, I could help you tell this story, but I'm just happy to kind of like, if you see the vision and you believe in it, then like, I'll believe in it too. I'll buy in. Mm. And so what it taught me was like his belief in me before I believed in myself. Yeah. And that's how we were able to get things done. And after the first week of filming, it was, we ended at like 11 o'clock at night. And he was like, you want to go get a drink? What do you want to do? And I was like, the entire time in production, I was like, dude, I don't want to do anything. Like, I don't want to fuck up. I just want to like go home and like read lines. That's all I want to do. Like, you got to tap out. You got to tap out. And so he was like, we could go to this nice bar or we could just grab 40s and like walk around New York. And I was like, let's fucking grab 40s and walk around New York.
Better.
Like,
yeah.
Right? Duh. So we go and sit on these steps and he was like, man, I know you started this journey for me and like, I love you and I appreciate that. But like after your first week, like, how do you feel? And I told him like, I feel this, I feel that, and I'm still kind of figuring it out. And he was like, this is the moment where like, you have to believe that you are an actor. And I know you don't want to say I'm an actor and it feels weird, but like, this is the time. And after that first week, like that was where I really got like the confidence and like everything else kind of like I didn't think twice about things. And it was just like, just go and like experience it and enjoy it. And it's so crazy to finish and you have 2020 as a pandemic and things are kind of hush hush. And then 2021 hits and it's like a bomb explodes. And it's just like, holy shit, like the floodgates are open. And this is where we are now.
Wow.
I know. It's
that, crazy.
Honestly, that story is a movie on its own. Like, I can't believe you went from, I'm just going to be the basketball coordinator. Like, I'll play some, like, scenes in the background extra to be, like, the poster child, the lead of this movie.
It was so crazy. Like, when he sent me the poster of what the movie was going to be looking like, I was home. I'm home in the Bay Area right now. Like, I showed my mom. And my mom was like, what is that? Like, what is that? And I was like,
is that a Photoshop
post? Yeah, she was like, it's a movie post. She's like, did you make that? And I was like, no. She's like, did someone make it for you? I was like, no, like, this is the actual, like, movie
it's
poster.
On billboards.
Yeah. And she was like, Taylor, like, get the fuck out of here.
I really love that she said, did you make that? You're like, yeah, I had the time to make it myself.
Yeah, like, yeah, I'm going to show you some fake thing that I'm going to be like, I want to show you. Be proud of me. It's like an art project you bring home after fourth grade.
Literally.
Like, can you put this on
she
the fridge?
She won't even put it on the fridge.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I actually really enjoyed your acting. It was so refreshing. Of course, you know, we don't obviously see that many Asian male leads, right? Like, of course it's refreshing, but I didn't even feel like it felt so effortless to me. And I had talked to Eddie before because I'm doing a different story in an article. And I was just like, the whole idea of Boogie was just like uncovering that nuanced part of us, right? That the dirty stuff, the raw stuff, the love that comes in silent waves. And it was just I think you portrayed it so well. And I didn't even, you know, if I didn't know, that's why I was like looking on Instagram. I'm like, I don't see this guy. Like, hello, this guy's the Asian male lead. Like, we got to get on it. We don't see him or whatever. But it's like, I felt like, and I think Jazz was telling me, and we were reading a bit, like that Pop Smoke was also trying to help out with like in ways when maybe you felt not confident in that scene or something like that. And like getting all the kind of direction. Mm-hmm. And also like, you know, you've told yourself so many times that you said like, I'm not an actor. And it really took a real sit down and being like, yo, sorry, you have to just call yourself that because that's what you are.
Yeah.
And you are killing it. So how do you like, I wouldn't even call it self-gaslighting, but you know, you're out here doing these things and you're like, I'm not really an actor still. Like, how did you transition that?
For me, like, I think what the best part of this movie is that it's like, it's authentic and it's exactly what you talked about. And like real people and authentic people recognize authenticity like right away. It's one of those things that like fake people won't get it. But like real people are like, that's a real dude. That's a real person. It's a real story. And like, I love real stories. And part of who I am as a human being, as a person, is just being a genuine person. Like, I love people. And like, for me, it's all about like, if I gain success in this, or if it wasn't even success of a movie, it's just like, as I progress in life, like, I want to give back and affect if that's teenagers, if that's a group of selective people, like whoever it is, to me, it's always about trying to like give it back and affect, you know, if I can help a younger person, whether they're Asian or not, like skip a step in a way and not learn the hard lesson, like I'm all about it. Because that's kind of like our job is to take the bullets and just be like, it's cool. Like, don't stand there and get shot, friend. Yeah, you know, yeah. Like it doesn't require that in order for you to do it. But it's such a crazy like turnaround in life. And it's such a life-changing experience. And like, I was just talking with my friend yesterday and I was like, it's so crazy to think about that. Like what's hitting me now, it's not about like the movie and like the adoration mm-hmm. and the accolade of that. It's more about like, I would have never gotten really important life lessons that have like shaped who I am if I didn't do this. And there's like the only way that I was going to learn those life lessons was through this movie. And like, it was something I'd never even thought about, mm-hmm. never wanted to do. But the fact that I did it, like that's kind of my reward to it. It's not about money. It's not about like, oh, you're in a movie. It's not about being recognized on the street. It's just literally like, I'm so thankful and grateful for the lessons that I got to learn and pick up through this movie and this experience through Eddie, through everyone else on set. Like, I don't know where I would without them. And I tell Eddie this all the time. Like, I thought I had life kind of like figured out to like 60 or 70% before I met him, and was just like, I'm okay with where I'm going. I'm on track. I'm kind of doing my thing. And like life kind of caps. And after going through this, it was like, yo, you know, like 20 to 30, and like, you got to keep pushing, yeah. keep pushing to gain more life. And like, I again would have never done that had this experience not happened. So it's just crazy how these things line up. And what's more apparent too is just like, I was this kid, like I did, like every one of my friends that knows me and knows basketball and knows all this stuff is like, no one else could have done this but you. And like, that's to me like one of the craziest things. It's like, I'm starting to see like, there's not a lot of people that could have played this and could have done this. And that's just credit to Eddie being able to recognize. And it's like a cliche thing, real recognize real. Mm-hmm. But it's like one of those things where it really is just like, I see so much in you that you don't see yet. But once you see it, you're going to fully enjoy it. And this is kind of the beginning of that.
That's amazing. I think one of the most refreshing part about this movie is that there aren't really any big white characters that mm-hmm. like takes up the character. And, you know, even the white characters are like the minority leads, which is so uncommon. And especially in a society where, you know, the only Asian movies and Hollywood things that we can relate to is Crazy Rich Asians or Bling Empire, which is literally like the top 1%ers. And there's no representation of that really. So that's what really resonated with me. But I can't imagine for you being a movie where it's Eddie's first movie and also it's an Asian male lead who's never been a movie before, that pressure must have been so huge, the fact that if I fuck up this movie, there's only such a slim chance of another Asian person be able to make it to this far. So how did that kind of first of all, when you kind of click that, like, you know what, I'm not doing this for Eddie, I'm doing this for myself and I am an actor. And then when you finally like embrace into that energy, also having this pressure to be like, fuck, I really can't fuck this up. How did you kind of meditate around that and like kind of finish the project?
To me, Eddie always told me like the moment that you start doing stuff for other people and not yourself mm-hmm. is like the click moment. And like, that'll be your motivation. And like, that'll be your drive. That'll kind of be your fuel. And the moment when he told me, I was like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, man. Like, I love me. I want to do stuff for myself. I want to do stuff for my family. But he was like, when you're able to affect a bigger group of people without like forcefully trying to do so, like that's kind of the best kind of art that we could put out into this world. And like, that's how we're going to help change, you know, people. And even if it's just one person, like if you change one person, like you've kind of done your job as a human being on this earth, if you try to change them for the better. And so I really didn't think about like the pressure part of it, of like, you know, if I fuck this up, like Asian American leads are probably in the shitter for a while, you know, like I didn't think about that. And I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, seriously.
It's like one of those things that like, it is so much bigger than just me. It's so much bigger than just Eddie. Like, it's so much bigger. Like, we're really trying to carry like a community of people and have that representation, because I'm the same way. Like, I watched Crazy Rich Asians. I've watched Bling Empire. I've watched stories about like glorifying like Asian people have like, we're all rich and we have like, we're all gaudy and we have all these things. And it's like, no, I know no one like that. No one. And so it's like, I come from like street culture. I come from like picking things up off of interest. And like, you know, I never try to recreate. It's really just like pay respect. And like, this is my way of doing it. Like, basketball culture to me was so important. And seeing like baggy clothes and Allen Iverson and like my heyday was like, that's what I want to be. Like, that's cool. And I want to be a part of it. And a part of it was playing the sport. A part of it was trying to dress like them. And it's so cool to see. And I hope that this now becomes kind of like a shift in like 10 years. I can look back and just be like, you know, that was a start of something and something positive. And, you know, I hope that that's what this kind of becomes. It's like a beacon for young kids of all ages, young adults. And even if it's someone older that's kind of struggling, going through something, like, they can use this as kind of mm-hmm. like their momentum to go forward.
For sure. Thank you so much for, you know, taking the time to speak with us. I know you probably have lots of different interviews to do and move forward with, and a lot of questions about how you got there. But really, for us and, you know, ourselves and people younger than us, we really respect the fact that you're out here doing that, and you guys together as a team empowered each other to really tell a story. So thank you so much for being on, Taylor. It's been awesome.
Yeah, thank you so much. I can't wait to see what other posters you're going to be in front of moving forward. And yeah, it's been such a pleasure. And yeah, anyone that's listening, please go watch the movie. There might be something fun happening on our Maiden Instagram too that maybe you can watch for free. So yeah, thank you so much, Taylor, for taking the time.
Nah, for sure. This was dope. This is one of the fun ones.
Good.
If you guys want to do something else in the future, let me know. You guys are fun. I love supporting good people. You guys are good people. So thank you equally for having me as well, too. And I hope we could talk again soon.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to Maiden. This episode was edited by the audio master, Josh Pardo. Find us on Instagram and Twitter at iMaiden. We would love to hear from you and keep the conversation going.